This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. November auto sales came out this morning. They're among the key barometers of economic health that get picked over each and every month. Sales of cars and light trucks in this country are as strong now as they have been in a decade, and not just because of the improving economy either. Tim Fitzsimmons explains what is bringing people back into the showroom.
Carl Brower from Kelley Blue Book says there's millions of cars worth of pent-up demand because of the Great Recession. Combine that with what he says is the best lineup ever from the big three American automakers.
Meaning they aren't just strong in the large truck and SUV categories, which they've been strong in for decades. They actually have very compelling cars, small cars, mid-sized SUVs.
Things were also helped by old-fashioned bargains and promotions. Kurt Fry operates the Sunnyside Automotive Group near Cleveland, and he had a gift card deal going over Black Friday weekend.
We offered them from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. on our website, and at 9:05, all five of the $500 gift cards were already spoken for. We sold five cars in about 15 minutes.
Compare that to an average day of three cars sold. Plus, gas prices have been falling, and pretty much all cars are more fuel efficient. So how does that play out for Fry's customers?
Probably not that much of an economic factor. But for someone that's looking at a $12,000 to $15,000 used car, and they can buy an $18,000 new car, and that new car gets 30-plus miles per gallon, now that math really matters.
George Magliano from IHS Automotive says all this adds up to a buyer's market.
The market is up for grabs amongst anybody, okay? And so you really have to have the product, and you got to fight for your market share.
So consumers who have been waiting for the right time to buy are finding that time is now. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.